I have been lacking a game on my phone that I can just lose myself in. No thoughts, zoning out, but also still challenged, like I can't stop playing. Well, along came June's journey. So June Parker has to search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, but you also get this captivating detective story while also being set in the 1920s. Each chapter uncovers a collection of hidden objects that you use to solve the murder. So on top of solving the mystery, you also get this fun option to customize your very own luxurious estate island. You can have expansive gardens, beautiful buildings. You can really let your imagination run wild. I love the little script that plays out. I love June's journey, literally. I love the clothes. I love the sets that you're looking for objects in. I just have the best time laying in my bed, winding down, zoning out, building my island estate, solving the murder of June's sister. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Well, okay, perfect timing for this recap, because in case you guys missed it, Alex McCord is coming back for the next Ultimate Girls Trip. Now look, if she wasn't your favorite back in her original era, fine, but you can't tell me you're not curious to see what Alex is like now.
I could honestly do I could teach an entire college course about why she's so iconic. I guess you'll get it today. Because I love that woman.
This Morocco trip really highlighted the layers of Alex McCord.
Yeah.
The internal struggles that she had on this cast too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I also think it highlights the very unique experience of watching Alex, because 90% of the time, I would even go as far as to say 99% of the time, Alex is right. She always knows what's going on. She reads people really well.
Yeah.
She calls the situations as they are. She just can't express it.
She has the worst timing.
It's the worst.
Delivery. It's just... All right, let's get it. Okay, we're going to get into it.
Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. Oh, that's me, by the way. I'm Emily. I'm your host on this journey, and I speak Bravo, as I'm sure most of you do too.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell, because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show.
We're picking up right when the fortune teller has just given Ramona her reading, and Luann cannot wait to translate it. So it starts with Luann going, "You think of your husband, but there's another woman." I'm putting translate in quotes, because we later realize that Kelly's actually the one who speaks the language.
Yeah.
This reminded me, remember when they were in St. Bart's and Luann gets busted speaking that broken French, and that's how she gets in trouble? Andy at that reunion that year is like, "I was surprised to see that you don't really speak very good French." And she's like, "Yes, I don't." And so this right here should have been our first clue, because Kelly's like, "What are you fucking saying, Luann?" She keeps trying to like actually say what it is. So Luann says, "There's another woman thinking about him." And Sonia goes, "It's not me, just so you know."
Which further proves my theory, by the way, that they've had threesomes.
I don't hate it, but do you think Ramona's cool enough to do that?
I think that she is not, but she would if Mario wanted her to.
Can you imagine what that would look like? Sorry. Ramona's like, oh my God. Okay. Oh my God.
She's like taking off my bra. I'm sorry. I didn't know she was like taking off my bra. Okay.
Okay. Like, Mario. Okay. Oh my God. Mario. Oh, you're going to do that?
Why don't you lay down with him? Okay. You know what? Lay down and I'll come over here.
Just like not knowing how to go with the flow at all. Like,
not sexy.
Threesomes are supposed to be like kind of a nope, she would not.
Yeah.
She go, you know what? You start and then I'm going to go in the other room and then you come and get me. Like, she would not.
I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm fine.
She would then go get the oil that she massaged him with, remember? They were like, no, now is not the time. It would just be such a fucking disaster.
And like, I'd also been picturing them like dancing for him and like being like Sonia and Ramona for him at the end of the bed, you know? Absurd.
Such a dance. There's 100%, like, we're dancing for you, Mario. We're dancing.
Shoulders
and,
are going.
And Ramona's dance, like she's like,
like winding her hips in a circle.
Turtle time? Luann is actually, this was like letting Luann plan a cast trip is the worst idea because this thing is, she is so high on life in the, oh my God, drunk with power. Oh.
Can we talk about it?
It's too much.
Can we talk about Luann?
Yeah, we can talk about Luann.
Luann's villain era.
Yeah.
This is Luann's villain era, and I love reminding people of it.
Yeah.
Because people really forget about the couple years where Luann was straight up a, like, Alexis Bellino villain. She was a Kenya Moore. Like, she was not anything other than the villain of this show. Mm-hmm. She was so evil, so mean. Like, just so, like, she was a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Luann used to literally be a fucking bully.
And never answered for it. Like, when they'd get to the reunion and show packages of her being terrible, she would just be like, I don't understand. Doesn't ever absorb it.
Ever. No, she never absorbs it. It just, it's
a, and that's like, what's so fucking frustrating about Luann, is you'll show her what she's doing and say it's upsetting, and she'll be like, well, I was just trying to express myself. And actually, you were quite rude. And you're like, oh my God.
As you're Bethany, like, circling a table at a public restaurant, going insane, ripping your hair out. And she's like, you're insane. You're sick. And she's like, doesn't even care.
Luann goes, she's like, I went for a walk on the beach, for God's sakes.
My God.
Yeah. Luann never acknowledges. She's horrible. And like, later when we get to the dinner scene, oh my God.
It's hard to watch, honestly. It really is.
Same.
Straight up bullying. And I also have always believed, agree with Ramona, another person who is
killed,
but like sees what's going on. Luann is the reason Bethany and Jill never became friends again. And I would say that Luann is the reason Jill never got another season.
But Luann pulled Jill out of Ramona's house because she didn't want them to make up.
Yeah. She wanted to be Jill's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She caused that entire thing, and she caused Jill her job.
100%.
It's crazy. Sorry, thank you so much.
No, I am, because this is why Ramona and Luann as enemies is the only way they can be enjoyable. Like, I don't like when they're getting along, and when, like, they're better when they are foes, because Ramona's always had Luann's number.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's true.
And that's it's better when Ramona's like, whatever, Luann, because Luann can't stand that. And you, as we see a few times, Ramona literally clocks what Luann's doing and refuses to play the game. And it drives Luann crazy.
It's so true. And Luann thinks that it's like a deflection to be like, the Ramona stinger, you know how she is. It's like, yeah, we know how she is, but like, she also tells the truth a lot, like in terrible times, the worst times to tell it, but she says truthful shit.
Here we go. The Jill and Ramona showdown. I would like to comment on Jill's outfit.
Please.
What the fuck? This is very bad. Okay. It's a tunic top, I guess you would give it that category, but it's like it's a sky top. I guess you would give it that because of where it's pinched, with black leggings and kitten heels. It is atrocious. For especially they're in Morocco.
Yeah, like you're in, it's like, so, and this is peak like half length leggings being like the most forward fashion moment that yeah. there is. Like, you may as well be walking around like Lady Gaga in a meat dress because your leggings stop at your calf and you are a fashion icon. It's what with a heel no bigger than a TikTok.
It's so bad. It's just, it's also like, this is what you would wear to go to a business meeting. Yeah. This is not what you're walking around a Riyadh in. And so Ramona starts it out. Obviously, Ramona's drunk. You can tell Ramona's drunk. And she's like, yeah. this is difficult for me because I'm trying to express how I feel. I feel that you're one way with me and then you're another way behind my back. I feel like you're two-faced. Maybe, and she's smart though. She goes, maybe I'm guilty. Maybe I enabled you to do this. Very smart. She says, maybe I yeah. enabled you to do this. When Jennifer said to me that you at her wedding said, why are you friends with Ramona? I don't get it. That hurt me. Jill knows she's so busted. Jill knows she's done so many things to Ramona, but Jill just needs Ramona to do one thing, and that is beg for forgiveness for turning her away at Scary Island. At Scary Island. That's all she needs. Yeah. But she doesn't, she will just be like, let's get past this. Let's go deeper. She will not acknowledge anything. But Ramona's like, okay, how about when I'm renewing my vows and you say, oh, you need a medal to be married to Ramona? And then Jill goes, oh, Ramona, don't pick. I'm like, well, these are pretty bad.
He's like, let's really get down to what this is about. I came to the island. I came to the house. You turned me away. It's like, why is that what it's about? Why yes. can't Ramona be upset about you saying these things? It's crazy.
Like, you both can have a thing.
Yeah.
Sonia and Ramona are hanging out in Ramona's room. This is the start of this, isn't it? This is the start of when they go on vacation, they always have to be together, right?
It is. I thought about that.
Yeah.
And it was so pure.
It was.
It was so cute.
It's before they were monsters about it.
Yeah, it was still sweet.
All right, so back to the henna, and you hear Alex coming down the stairs.
The sound of her coming down is wild. I'll be out, not right? to side with Luann, but to hear those clumps down the stairs, I mean, she was on a mission.
And you hear, what is that? Is that a buffalo coming down the stairs? I mean, forever an iconic line. You can't take that away from her.
In their faces when she, in the way that she comes in.
Oh my God.
She throws the shawl over her shoulder. Her hair's blowing. I mean, we all know, as a homosexual, I can tell you that the sign of a true diva is a woman who can create her own wind. Tyra used to tell you that all the time. Alex walked in, you would have thought that a wind machine, like Diana Ross, was coming in. Hair billowing, dramatic drama.
Only for her to get all the way there and realize, do your thing, but Luann, I would like to speak with you.
Kelly's like, no, Alex, that's weird. No, Alex, it's weird. You can't do that. No, Alex, it's weird. You have to go back. Alex, go back upstairs, come back down, throw the shawl over your shoulder, but do it again. It's weird. It's weird behavior. You can't act like that on a trip. You can't act like that. We're getting henna. We're getting henna right now. It's weird.
I've never in my life thought that someone would actually say, you have to come down in a normal way. You can't do that. This looks weird. To the person that did it. Because Alex is so shocked.
Yeah.
That she can't even say anything. She's like, what? And finally she goes, it's weird, Alex. It doesn't look normal. Re-enter. And finally Alex goes, no, 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 no. Like, realizing, like, you're telling me to do what I just did again because you don't like it.
Which is simply walking, by the way. And we've already established that, like, really, Kelly will just tell her to do things.
Yes.
And she just does them.
Yes.
Blindly. Like, anything she says to do, Alex just does it, even if it's weird. And it's so odd. Like, she contemplated going back up the stairs in that moment.
She did.
Okay. And she's like, no. I mean, like, what?
She did. She's like, okay. No, no, no. That's why she was like, no, Alex, no, no, you will not. And like, then Luann's like, what could you possibly have to say that you can't say in front of everyone? And Alex goes, do you really want me to go there?
And Kelly goes, Alex, anything that you say to her, you should be able to say in front of us. You have to say it in front of the entire group. It's weird. You know, it's weird.
I just, the amount of times she goes, you're weird. You're weird. You're weird. You're weird.
Sorry for the episode teaser, but if you want to check out the rest of the episode, head over to the Patreon. I'm not just covering Vanderpump Rules. I'm covering all the Bravo classics. I'm talking Housewives. I'm talking Shaza Sunset. I'm talking even Good Below Deck. You can vote on the next episode. So it's super interactive. Lots of community. It's very fun. Link is in the description. Love you, mean it. Hope to see you over there.